to XMAS Radio. We're yours for the North Pole. It's Christmas Eve, and that means election season is swelling to a climax here at the Pole. Curtis the Elf maintains his lead in the North Poles for president of North Pole Elf Council. It's a highly influential position with control over the Elf Executive Branch. Curtis is currently chief of the Gift Wrapping Bureau and secured the nomination of the Elfocratic Party over the summer. He's running on a platform of increased elf hat subsidies and elf care reform, popular among younger elves aged 18 to 325. Curtis is widely favored over incumbent Snowpublican President Bernard the Elf, who was embroiled in a corruption scandal. News broke last Christmas that he had been siphoning additional Hot Wheels cars and peppermint to children in his home territory of Iceland in exchange for substantial payments of hot chocolate from a still unknown source. His opponent, Curtis, spoke today in his hometown of Peppermint Bay.
The corruption that has infected the Elf Council will no longer be allowed to maintain its grip on our North Pole. We will root it out like spoiled candy canes from the permafrost and ensure that the children of the world receive fair and equal treatment under the spirit of Christmas.
The more contentious race, however, is still that for Christmas Animal Commissioner. As you know, the commissioner represents the animals of Christmas land on the Elf Council and is often a close advisor to Santa Claus himself. Incumbent Commissioner Donner entered the race as the favored candidate, but in a surprising turn of events, a sled dog from Alaska named Gunnick has emerged as a strong contender. She now trails Donner by a mere half percentage point in the North Poles as Christmas Day elections near. The animal commissioner's office has traditionally been held by a reindeer, but Gunnick hopes to change that, running on a platform of additional rights for sled dogs and other Christmas animals. In a speech yesterday, she reiterated her condemnation of what she called Donner's reindeer-favoring policies.
Sled dogs play an integral role in bringing Christmas joy to children in the North. Reindeer, of course, are the primary way we deliver gifts to children in the temperate zone. But that doesn't mean they should receive preferential treatment.
Santa has refrained from public endorsements as usual, but his daughter, Clara Claus, who coordinates the North Pole's Arctic Delivery Program, has strongly endorsed Gunnick. With Christmas Day just a day away, both candidates are making last-minute tours of various territories. Gunnick is in her hometown of Nome, Alaska, speaking for a final time on the trail. Campaign trail, that is, folks. The Iditarod's not till March. Stay tuned to XMAS for updates. We're XMAS Radio, yours for the North Pole.
Want some coffee, Pukik?
Only if you have Northern Light Roast. You know I can't stand that dark stuff, Konuk.
I also know that you get jittery very quickly, and that Northern Light Roast has a slightly higher concentration of caffeine.
Oh, that's just a myth. Besides, I've made some of our best campaign moves while jittery. That time back in Utqiagvik, we had to deal with the Christmas Walrus Consortium telling Santa not to endorse Donner. That interview on XMAS when you started getting sentimental about your favorite Christmas ornaments, and I spun it into a metaphor for Christmas animal inclusivity. Northern Light Roast saved the day all those times.
You flatter yourself. I came up with the solution on the walrus deal.
You helped a little.
Clara dealt with Santa, and I was not getting sentimental.
Speaking of Clara,
here's your Northern Light Roast with exactly 3/8 of a cup of eggnog and 2/3 of a stick of peppermint.
This is Pukik. Morning, Clara. Oh, no problem. It's not like we have any important speech to prepare for. I mean, do you want to win the election or not? Yeah, thanks for the coffee. Okay, Clara, I'm putting you on speaker.
Hey, Clara.
Konuk, you holding up all right?
Oh, yeah, just dealing with my cranky campaign manager before he's had his third dose of caffeine.
Did he bring up the Walrus Consortium deal again?
Are you guys kidding?
The Santa endorsement thing, too.
Ha! I twisted my dad's arm so hard on that. That was all me.
Well, what you don't know is how many conversations I had with your mother.
My mother? You never told me about that.
Well, now I'm telling you.
So, Clara, how are things at the North Pole?
Well, speaking of my parents, they're arguing like they usually do on Christmas Eve. Dad always gets cranky.
Maybe he needs some Northern Light Roast, too.
Rudolph's got it under control, though, right? Kid's been working wonders on Santa ever since that foggy Christmas Eve.
Unfortunately, Rudolph's been tied up trying to keep Bernard from stealing more peppermint.
That crook.
Well, at least we know he's sure to be out tomorrow.
Right. How's it looking on the ground at the pole?
We're holding steady at 0.5%. But I'm hearing good things from people around here. Yes, Donner's got the reindeer vote locked in. But I think we're solid with penguins, Christmas mice, and, of course, sled dogs. So, we've got a chance.
But we need to nail this speech today. Have you looked over the edits we gave you?
Yes, it'll be fine. But I softened up some of the section about reindeer preferential policies, especially the language referring to Donner as my deplorable opponent. That's not me, Pukic. This needs to be a positive message. It's Christmas Eve, for Santa's sake.
If you don't come out hard against him...
She's got a point, Pukic. We can't spoil the Christmas mood on the eve of the election.
He's gonna spoil it. He's been spoiling it ever since the day he was elected. All the hubbub about reindeer superiority.
And calling him names will just be stooping to his level.
You're making a mistake, ma'am, but I won't stop you.
I have a feeling Donner's going to take himself out of this race somehow.
XMAS, AM and FM at the North Pole. It's 12 o'clock noon.
Oh, great. We're late.
For a very important date.
Wrong magical universe, Pukic. But you've got the cranky white rabbit character down.
Let's go. I'm speaking in 15 minutes.
You'll do great. Talk to you later. I'll be listening on XMAS.
Bye, Clara. And thank you.
You got the papers?
Don't need them. I have you. To old St. Joe's.
Madam Sled Dog! Madam Sled Dog! Madam Sled Dog!
Who let in the hoofer?
Pukic. I, for one, actually believe in our platform of Christmas animal equality. Let the reindeer through.
Thank you, Madam Sled Dog.
Please, call me Kunnick. And you are?
My name is Tinsel. Air delivery reindeer. Third class.
Who's your captain?
Donner.
All right, get her out of here.
No! Wait! That's why I'm here! Madam Sled Dog Hunnick, please listen!
You have my ear.
Donner talks a big talk. Quickest deliveries in the service, fewest lost packages.
We know the stats.
But it's a scam.
How do you mean?
Well, every year on Christmas Eve, our team takes off, like all the others, and heads to our zone.
Yeah, Caribbean and Latin America. Yeah, yeah. Donner's had a lock on that plum district ever since Santa let go of the reins and divvied up the deliveries to the original 8 reindeer.
And the sled dogs.
Of course.
Please, go on, Tinsel.
Once we touch ground in the Bahamas, Donner and his buddies find a nice beach and kick back with some peppermint coladas. He makes us junior reindeer do all the deliveries.
Pukic, this is big. Foggy Christmas Eve big. We have to tell Santa at HQ.
Santa and Donner go way back. The old elf would never believe it. As a matter of fact, neither do I. Who sent you?
What? No one. I'm trying to help.
Like coal you are, Kunnick. Somebody's put this deer up to it. I'll bet they're hoping we'll yelp. And when the rumor turns out to be baseless, Donner will be a saint. And we'll all look like a pack of howling hound dogs.
No, please. Believe me.
Pukic, what if she's telling the truth?
We can't trust an anonymous source. And a reindeer at that. Look, I get it. A young deer like you, antlers still in velvet, trying to make a name for herself.
But Donner's a fraud.
Fly on home, reindeer. It's Christmas Eve. We've all got work to do.
I don't know, Pukic. There was something about that reindeer. I liked her.
You like everyone.
Even you.
Well, I didn't say you had bad taste. But Kunnick, pup. You're too trusting. Now, let's nail this speech.
Yep, yep, yep.
Clara, there you are. How's our little underdog?
Nervous, I think. Not that she shows it.
Let's hope she's feeling out for her deliveries tonight.
Donner, I have the utmost confidence in Kunnick.
Come on, Clara. Whenever you get bored of your little Christmas sled dog pet project, let me know. Reindeer deliver presents. That's how it's always been. That's what the people want.
Donner, most people older than 8 years old don't even believe in you. And those dogs deserve respect. Cunnock, for instance, is the fastest dog I've ever mushed with, and she's got a fine head on her furry shoulders. You know, you would do well to take a look at some of her proposals
No politics tonight. It's Christmas Eve.
The election's tomorrow.
Right you are. Democracy in the morning, but tonight is for making spirits bright.
Whatever you say, Papa. But I didn't get to hear Cunnock's speech. I'm going to tune in to the XMAS newscast.
Ha! The dog really outdid herself this time.
What do you mean? Oh, never mind. I'll listen myself. Be back in a few.
XMAS Update News. I'm Wolf Blitzen, and it's 5:02. Elf Council President Bernard the Elf is making a last-ditch effort to save his re-election campaign this Christmas Eve. Bernard has denied for months the widely confirmed allegations that he had been diverting extra hot chocolate to his home territory of Iceland. But today, at a final campaign speech on the steps of the Red and Green House here at the poll, he issued an apology.
I deeply regret the harm my decisions this past Christmas caused both to the children around the world and to you, my fellow citizens of Christmasland, and I regret choices that were actively deceptive. But I assure you, my ways have changed.
His challenger, Curtis the Elf, appears unamused.
Look at this elf's record. The Christmas Bureau of Investigation and the Elf Council Ethics Committee have both independently concluded that what he did was absolutely illegal. No amount of artificially sweetened words can make up for that.
According to the latest data, Curtis still remains a good 6 points ahead in the North Polls. Cunnock the sled dog had a little bit of trouble during the final speech of her campaign for Christmas Animal Commissioner.
I believe in working for the good of all hardworking Christmas animals, not just reindeer. I believe that each of us has something important to contribute.
Leave Christmas to the reindeer.
Excuse me.
Yeah, reindeer will always be the best.
You snowheads, you and your deplorable leader, Donner, you will ruin Christmas land with your selfishness.
Donner.
Oh, go find another South Pole for Santa's sake. I'm sorry. Excuse me?
Donner capitalized on Cunnock's misstep in his own speech, which he delivered shortly after hers this afternoon. He spoke at Old St. Nick's, downtown at the North Pole.
My opponent clearly has little of the respect she says she has campaigned on. Her comments towards reindeer this afternoon reinforce her misunderstanding of the positive spirit we must foster in Christmasland.
Events of today have boosted Donner's standing in the North Poles. He now has a 2-point lead over Cunnock. Santa Claus held his customary meeting with dignitaries of other holidays this afternoon. The gathering was followed by the traditional 5 minutes Christmas Eve mixer with free-flowing hot chocolate and eggnog and plenty of brownies for all. Now is back to work, with all hands on deck preparing for what's looking to be the most expensive Christmas delivery yet. At least 1 billion presents are expected to be delivered to more than 500 million children across the world. And now for your peppermint prices on the closed North Pole market.
Oh, guys, I let you down. It was horrible.
Oh, what did I tell you? You didn't have your speech papers. You let him get you all worked up. We've talked about this.
Hookick.
Oh, I'm grumpy, I know. But I just really wanted you to nail it and not let things trip you up.
I know. But I did. We're Cole. He's got it in the bag now. 2 points up.
Do you know the total time it would take a single reindeer team to deliver all the presents that we deliver these days?
20 days or something, right? What does this have
32 to... 32 days. 18 hours, 27 and a half minutes. And that's not including North Pole internal present delivery. Back in the early days of Christmas, Santa and Rudolph and Donner and the others could do it lickety-split. But with a skyrocketing global population, and with children in developing countries expecting more Christmas morning bounty...
Exponentially, sure, but we know all of that.
It's just not possible to do it all with one team. And when even the original 8 working independently can't handle all of the presents in one night, who does Santa call up? Not the elves, not the camels, not the polar bears, and certainly not penguins. No, he recruits the most hard-working Christmas animal of them all, a dedicated, perseverant, resilient species that doesn't throw in the towel, unless they're doing laundry. An animal that has delivered life-saving serum halfway across Alaska and still performs some of the most difficult athletic feats of all time. Yes, the sled dog. Enough talk. Let the election be what it will be. Let's show the citizens of Christmasland and the world that we deliver presents better than anyone else. Better than polar bears. Better than reindeer. Kanak, Pukuk, let's go do what we do best tonight.
Okay. Thanks, Clara.
Yeah! Let's deliver some presents.
Looks like the caffeine's kicking in. To the dog sled!
I've made my list. I've checked them twice. Curtis tells me the elves are almost finished wrapping. Is everything set for deliveries? Rudy! Oh, Rudy!
Santa, sir.
Merry Christmas, Rudolph.
Merry Christmas, Clara. Donner.
Hmm.
Santa, sir, the reindeer are almost all accounted for. Dasher's taking North America as usual. Vixen's on North Africa this year. Comet wanted to try Oceania. Blitzen and Prancer are feeling confident with the redistricting around the Urals, so hopefully no more double deliveries this year.
Oh, not a bad problem to have. A little extra Christmas cheer.
It's sloppy. And a waste of resources.
If a certain team captain could report to flight deck, we could get underway with final checks.
Easy, Rudy.
Donner, my boy, how I wish I could fly with you tonight, just like the good old days.
Papa, you know what Dr. Kringle said.
So do I, and it is jolly good to spend Christmas Eve with your mother. After so many years, I do believe I can smell her ginger snaps fresh out of the oven. And Spritz cookies, too. Come on, Clara. You've got time for a glass of milk with your old folks before you mush tonight.
Well, all right. Fly safe, Donner, and good luck at headquarters, Rudolph.
Have fun with your little computers tonight, Neon Nose.
Donner, one of your junior reindeer hasn't reported for duty.
Those loafers, what do they think this is? A holiday? Which one? Twinkle? Listen? You know, she's not the brightest bulb in the... No offense, Red.
None taken. It's Tinsel.
Tinsel? Huh? Never given me any trouble before. Ah, well. I'll deal with her.
All reindeers to your lunch pads. Repeat, all reindeers report to lunch pads.
Fennec, how are you feeling?
Clara, I'm just excited to do a great job tonight. Let's make some kids smile.
That's my girl. Okay, team, you heard Kunik. The kids of the North are depending on us to deliver their presents. Let's go.
It is good to be back. Glisten, did you bring the peppermint sticks?
Yes, Donner, sir.
That's it all. Twinkle, crack open some coconuts and let's get those coladas going. All right, juniors, you know the drill. Make all the deliveries on your route lickety-split, and there might even be a peppermint colada waiting for you when you get back. And Glisten, honey. This time, when you're in Peru, leave the llamas alone, will you? They're not reindeer with neck issues and no antlers. They can't fly.
Yes, sir.
That's right. Reindeer are the only animals that can fly.
Except for 10,000 types of birds and literally a quintillion insects.
Tinsel, I already gave you one talking to tonight. When you were late...
And bats!
Huh?
Bats can fly, too.
Well, all right, Santa's pet. Reindeer are certainly the only Christmas animal that can fly. And speaking of, it's time to move.
Yes, sir.
Tinsel?
No, sir.
What did you say?
I said no. Sir, I won't do it. Making us do all the work is unfair and dishonest. And it's definitely not in the Christmas spirit.
Now you listen here, kid. This is how it works. When you're young, you pay your dues. You do what you're told and don't think twice. And maybe, if you do a good job and the big guys like me are feeling benevolent, someday you'll make it, like us. Then you'll get to call the shots. It's the way of the world.
But that's awful.
Oh, don't be so naive. You know what's awful? All of those greedy little humans. Every year, Santa tries to get them to see that Christmas is about love and hope and all that sappy stuff. What do they cry for? Presents. Gimme, gimme, gimme. That's all they want. And know what else? That's what gives reindeer like you a job. Unless you're saying you don't want a job, just say the word, Tinsel. I know plenty of reindeer who'd eat moldy lichen for a spot in my team.
You're wrong, Donner.
Who twisted her antlers?
Ah, forget it. She'll make the deliveries. She always does. Glisten, Twinkle, you too. Get moving. Cheers!
North Pole Mission Control, this is Rudolph.
Rudolph? Santa, how are we doing?
Just as well as we were 5 minutes ago, sir. I thought you were supposed to be taking the night off.
Old habits, Rudolph. Oh, I miss getting out there myself.
Status reports?
Prancer's departing Beijing now. He's just got the Japanese archipelago left on his route.
Cupid's almost through with the Middle East. She's making a quick stop in Bethlehem and heading back to the pole.
And Clara, will she make it back in time for the Yule log?
She's all done with the Arctic deliveries. She and the sled dog should be returning any minute.
Oh, darling.
Rudolph, we've got a problem.
Where?
South America.
Donner.
What's that?
Nothing, I hope.
I'm coming in.
Sir, that's really not necessary.
Nonsense. Am I Father Christmas or aren't I?
All right, what's the problem?
Donner's deliveries are grossly under quota. At this rate, he'll never finish by sunrise. Know how south of Bolivia has had so much as a stocking stuffed.
What are you up to, Donner?
Rudolph, what's the hiccup?
Donner's way behind on his deliveries.
That's not like Donner at all.
There's more, sir. His sleigh tracker is completely off route. In fact, it seems to be headed north, due north.
What the mistletoe does that reindeer think he's doing?
Rudolph! Santa! A reindeer just flew in hot and collapsed in the hangar.
Donner? Is he hurt?
It isn't Donner. She says her name is Tinsel.
Bring her in. Call Dr. Kringle.
Give me 50 cc's of cocoa stat and a can of whipped cream. Young lady, can you open your mouth and say,
Thanks, Holly.
Santa, my name is Tinsel. I've worked as a junior reindeer on Donner's team for the last 3 years. And...
What is it, Tinsel?
Donner's a liar and a cheat. He's been forcing us juniors to make all the deliveries while he kicks back on the beach.
Donner? Never. He's been with me from the beginning.
Santa, sir, I think she might be telling the truth. It would explain the numbers.
I can't believe it.
It's true, sir. He's under a palm tree in the Bahamas right now, and I think he lost his Christmas spirit.
I've suspected it for a while.
Not Donner, not my boy.
He said something about all the presents. Gimme, gimme, gimme.
Oh, he did always get so down about the materialism of the whole thing. He was so idealistic when he was young.
Well, sir, when we were young, he was a bully. He used to laugh at my nose and call me names. And he and his friends would never let me join in any of the reindeer games.
But what to do tonight? It's getting late.
Let me talk to him. The Bahamas, you say?
Where's that brat Tinsel? If she takes much longer, she's going to tarnish my glowing delivery record. About time. No, wait. That's not her. That deer's got a red nose. Rudolph.
Donner.
Rudy, old pal. What brings you down from HQ? We finished up early here and we're enjoying a rest before heading back north.
Sure you were. And what about Tinsel?
Tinsel? What about her? She's around here somewhere, maybe looking for a starfish to put on top of her Christmas tree.
She's at the North Pole, Donner. And she told us what you've been up to.
What did she say? That lazy little reindeer's always making an excuse to get out of work.
That's not what it sounds like to me. It sounds like you've been making the junior reindeer do all the work.
Ah, Rudolph, you've never liked me. Never could take a joke. But you really let your jealousy run away with you this time.
Is it true? Donner makes you do all his deliveries?
Yes, it is true.
You ungrateful little... Even if you believe that junk, Santa never will.
Donner, old friend, I am so disappointed.
Santa, no. Let me explain.
I'm putting you back on the naughty list. We'll discuss this when you get back to the North Pole. Santa, out.
Rudolph, you red-nosed scoundrel. I'll get you for this.
Another time, Donner. It's Christmas Eve, and I've got work to do.
I can't believe it. Donner, one of the original eight.
Oh, Papa, you should have seen the dogs tonight. I swear, Canuck was nearly flying.
Oh, Clara, what are we going to do?
What do you mean? What did I miss?
We interrupt your normal Christmas night XMAS radio programming for a live update on Christmas deliveries. With 6 reindeer teams and a sled dog team reporting in, delivery is nearly complete. Dancer is waltzing his final steps across Madagascar, finishing off a run in sub-Saharan Africa that included over 6% more households than last year. A big jump even for a very capable team like his. But Dr. Jack Frost, Associate Professor of Present Delivery Systems at the University of the North Pole, says he's not surprised at how well Dancer has performed.
Well, Dancer has been known to employ finely tuned aerobatics routines with his team, as well as heavy doses of Mariah Carey Christmas songs. Now, studies have shown that these may increase reindeer performativity by up to 10%.
And as expected, the present delivery record has been broken already. Your reindeer and sled dogs have delivered over 1.1 billion presents tonight, with that number continuing to climb. As for that eighth reindeer team still out there, that's Donner's. And, oh, it looks like we have some breaking news for you. Donner's team is far behind schedule, with all children south of La Paz, Bolivia, still lacking gifts. And because of the high concentration of Christmas-celebrating Christians in Latin America, this means a large number of homes in some of the most populous metropolitan areas have not been visited yet, in places like Sao Paulo, Rio de Janeiro, and Buenos Aires. XMAS has no further information on the cause of this delay, but our sources inside the North Pole headquarters tell us that an unorthodox solution is being considered, possibly involving sled dogs. How that would work, we're not sure, but we'll continue to bring you updates as they're available. But what do you think about this new development? Give us a call at 1225-XMAS to share your thoughts. Again, that number is 1225-9627. Hello, you're on XMAS.
Hi, y'all. Yeah, my name's Buddy. I'm a Christmas horse, and, well, I just don't see how no sled dogs could possibly make those deliveries. I mean, they ought to get points on the nice list if they're trying, but they just can't go if there's no snow, right? I mean, I'm from Texas, and we don't hardly ever get no snow. And as far as I know, Bolivia's way further south than Texas.
Yes, certainly a valid concern, the lack of snow below certain latitudes. Thank you, Buddy. Particularly troubling considering the fact that it's currently summer in the southern hemisphere, with temperatures well above freezing. And we have another caller. Hello, you're on XMAS.
This is simply unacceptable. I don't work my elf hat off night and day in the Rocking Horse Laboratory, perfecting culturally appropriate varieties for each Latin American child to have some punk junior reindeer sabotage those deliveries on Christmas Eve. And who thought sled dogs would be a good idea? Your last caller was right. There's no way in Halloween land they could get down there without snow.
Thank you for your call, ma'am. And we've got time for one more. Hello, you're on XMAS.
Yeah, this is Gunter. This is Central European Delivery Bureau. That Donner needs to get his team together. I voted for him before, but not now. 999! If he cannot deliver the presents, how can we expect him to deliver on his promises to push big wrapping paper cuts to the outcome?
Thank you, Gunter, and excellent comment to end on, as we now have an update on Donner's standing in the North Poles. He has dropped 3 points in just the past several minutes since we've announced his team's apparent delay in completing their deliveries. This means the underdog, Canuck, looks to have a 1-point lead heading into Christmas Day. But if sled dog delivery to Latin America turns out to be more than a rumor, she may have more to worry about before the North Pole's close at 5 o'clock this evening. Stay tuned for updates. You're listening to XMAS Radio. We're yours for the North Pole. Now back to your regular Christmas night programming.
How are you doing up there, Connick? Need a break?
Yep. No way, Clara. Feeling great. Never better.
We're making great time. I blinked and nearly missed Canada. Are your feet even touching the ground? I'd say we're coming up on Texas. Yeehaw!
Oh, uh-oh.
Connick, what's wrong?
The snow. It's running out.
Is everyone okay?
I think so.
Yeah, but what now? We can't mush without snow.
What do we do?
That doesn't sound like the dog team I know. We can figure this out. Remember when Laika fell through the ice off Greenland? Or when Mickey's tongue got frozen to that bike rack in Oslo?
I thought it was a candy cane.
That's right. And we got you free with a little hot cider and a jiffy. We've handled worse.
Worse than no snow?
Maybe the reindeer are right. Sled dogs are a one-trick puppy.
Amaguk, you know that isn't true. We mush and help with the hunt and keep everyone happy all year. We dogs do so much. And I know we can do this! Yep, yep!
Connick, what's happening?
It's Christmas Eve! Kids are depending on us!
Connick, you're...
I just feel this cheer lifting up my spirits and...
It's not just your spirits. Connick, you're flying!
Yep, yep! I am! Come on, guys. I bet you can, too.
All right, team. Let's go.
Clara's team is finishing the deliveries in southern Chile. Approaching Cape Horn. Done. They've done it all.
North Pole Mission Control, this is Rudolph.
Rudolph, we just finished. And you'll never believe...
Oh, we're so proud of you, Clara.
Thank you for cleaning up this mess.
Don't thank me. Thank Connick.
What a dog. What a Christmas.
Hello.
Christmas to all. The smells of peppermint tea, hot cocoa, and marshmallows are in the air, along with the equally sweet smell of holiday democracy. Citizens of Christmas Land are taking to the North Poles for a number of important elections today. But first, some breaking news and the historic story of a sled dog Christmas delivery team braving the snowless temperate zone. Senior reindeer Donna, a member of the original eight, and incumbent Christmas Animal Commissioner currently running for re-election, has, we now understand, neglected his present delivering duties for at least the past 22 Christmases. Chief Investigator Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer confirms that Donna has spent Christmas nights on the beach in Bahamas while forcing junior reindeer to deliver the presents. This year, one of those junior reindeer, a third-class ensign named Tinsel, refused to continue. She reported her senior reindeer's maltreatment to authorities and Donner has since been charged with curmudgeonliness in the third degree and lack of Christmas spirit in the first. At his arraignment in North Pole High Court this morning, Donner had this to say.
I am not a crook. I did nothing wrong. There are certain things that are done the way they are done for a reason, and I was simply doing what I learned as a young reindeer. Those selfish children don't even deserve any presents.
A noticeably distraught Santa made some brief comments.
I don't know where he thinks he learned that. I always encourage my young reindeer to work hard, and that would be its own reward.
With Donner and his team out, the present delivery duties for remaining parts of Latin America fell to an unlikely crew of sled dogs with Clara Claus's Arctic Delivery Program. And XMAS is reporting that the sled dog team managed to take to the air south of the snow line to complete the present delivery. That team was led by Cunick, who's running against Donner for Christmas Animal Commissioner. Thanks to Cunick, Clara, and their team, 100% of presents were delivered before the 5 a.m. deadline. As for what these events mean for the contested campaign for Christmas Animal Commissioner, exit North polls indicate a steep decline in votership for Donner. Stay tuned for updates here on XMAS as Christmas Election Day continues. I'm Wolf Blitzen.
Clara, the cocoa they have in the mess hall is just superb today. It's never been this good.
To be honest, I think it's all the peppermint. They've had to skimp on it in the past because Bernard was taking it all for himself. But now that scheme is out the window.
Just like our friend Donner. Did you hear the news?
Let's not get ahead of ourselves.
He's about as done for as the wrapping paper on the presents that kids are tearing into today.
I'm just saying he's gotten up to no good in the past. We don't know what else he might have up his hoof.
A lifetime sentence of coal in his stocking, that's what.
Come on, Connick. My dad's really taking this hard. I don't think it's fair to... You know, Donner's not all bad. I know. I grew up with him. I don't know what happened.
He lost his Christmas spirit. And now he's going to lose this election, too.
Okay.
But you're right. I shouldn't be so harsh. That's not in the Christmas spirit, either. And, hey, I can see how peppermint coladas on a warm Atlantic beach would be attractive.
Oh.
If I win, maybe I can work out some way for him to redeem himself.
Well, I'm sure he'd appreciate that. And it's better than coal for the rest of his days.
Anything's better than coal for the rest of your days. This cocoa's great. Who's getting coal for the rest of their days?
Hopefully not Donner.
Wow, these donuts are excellent, too.
Pukik, are you being cheerful?
I think he is. Well, talk about a great Christmas gift.
How's the team doing? And the sleigh, did it hold up in the old land down under?
That's Australia. We were in South America. Never mind. But everything's fine. A few dings from some rogue chimneys. But for a normally landbound delivery team, we were remarkably well-equipped for flying.
That's great. Hey, I heard Dancer's got some fancy paw work going on up in the sky with his team. Something about Mariah Carey. You should try it. Save you some time next year.
Hopefully, we'll be sticking with the Arctic next year. I hear they've appointed Tinsel the new senior reindeer for Latin American deliveries.
Oh, it's time to Old St. Nick's Square.
Merry Christmas! Merry Christmas to one and all! Welcome to the big event of this year, the Christmas Day Extravaganza. First, thank you for all your hard work processing Christmas lists, making those toys, and getting them all delivered this year. It makes my heart merry and bright to see the wonderful efforts each and every one of you, from the elves to the polar bears, reindeer, Christmas penguins, the efforts you put in to make children's faces light up on Christmas. Now, it makes me just merry and bright to see that while some holidays have fallen into the grips of holly dictatorship or hollygarchy, holly democracy is still thriving here in Christmasland. We've had some bumps this year, indeed, but I applaud the efforts of our Mistletoe Election Commission and the staff at the North Pole polling places to make sure we continue to enjoy fair and free elections. And now for the news you've all been waiting for, the results of this year's election. The next president of the Elf Council, effective immediately, is Curtis the Elf. Curtis, my boy, congratulations. Okay, up next, your new Christmas Animal Commissioner, effective immediately, a historic first. It's Cunnip the Sled Dog.
Thank you so much, Santa. And thanks to all of you for believing in me and believing in all Christmas animals. And I do mean all animals, including sled dogs and reindeer. I just want to address my opponent, Donner, for a moment. Oh, please don't. Donner has made some mistakes, several significant mistakes, as we know. But I believe, deep down, he does have the Christmas spirit in him. So, for my first act as Christmas Animal Commissioner, I'd like to amend Donner's sentence. He won't be receiving coal for the rest of his days, which would be unfitting for one of our original eight. Instead, I'm asking him to work in the Christmas list processing department in the letter room. Hopefully his time spent reading notes from children will reintroduce him to the true goal of what we do here in Christmas Land.
Thank you, Kunik. A very kind decision indeed, and personally appreciated by this jolly old elf. That's it for us folks, but the party's just getting started. Enjoy the Oreo bark, the eggnog, the music provided by our very own Christmas Land brass band and DJ Live Mouse. Tomorrow, though, remember, back to work. Christmas waits for no one.
You did it, Connick.
Go, team!
Hey, Connick. Hey, kid. Well, thanks. Yeah. You're not such a bad cookie after all, I guess. I'm sorry for some of the things I said.
Sure thing, Donner. Just be careful down there in the letter room. Don't get a paper cut.
All right. Get you later. And good luck, kid.
Oh, Tinsel! Hey, Tinsel! Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas, Kunik!
Congratulations on Senior Reindeer! What a relief! I mean, not that flying wasn't a blast, but we'll be glad to have an experienced deer on Latin America, if you know what I mean.
Thanks! Madam Commissioner, congratulations to you.
Aw, thank you. Listen, I'm sorry we didn't hear you out yesterday. Hookik is too. You were right.
Thanks. You probably get sick of having reindeer tell you what to do.
No excuse not to listen. Hey, I brought you something.
Gingerbread deer?
And gingerbread dogs.
I bet they'll be equally delicious. Thanks. I've got something for you, too.
Sleigh bells!
Standard issue. North Pole Aviation Administration approved. I bet you'll be needing them now. That is, if you'll have time to fly. Kunik, you're going to make a great Christmas Animal Commissioner.
Thanks. You know, I'm looking for a Deputy Director of Reindeer Affairs.
A KNOM Christmas radio play production, The Alaskan Candidate, written by Zoe Gruskin and Gabe Colombo, produced by Kevin Trope, starring Caroline Prue as Kunik, Mayor Richard Benville as Pookik, Sue Steniger as Clara Claus, Dave Kohler as Santa Claus, Aaron Palmer as Donner, Dave Panapinto as Rudolph, Lupe Zaragoza as Tinsel, with Gabe Colombo as Wolf Blitzen. Musical performances by the Boston Brass and the Brass All-Stars Big Band, the Boston Pops Orchestra, Patsy Cline, the 101 Strings Orchestra, the Eden Symphony Orchestra, the Vince Guaraldi Trio, Mannheim Steamroller, the Rocky Broadway Orchestra, Rush Coil, the Signposters, and Wind Machine. With sound effects provided by the community of users at Freesound and Karen Trope. Many thanks to all who made this production possible. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year!